For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. Last week, many classrooms and auditoriums were left empty as thousands of Concordia students went on a three-day-long strike to protest against the Quebec government's decision to hike the tuition fees by 33% for out-of-province students at English universities and impose new French proficiency requirements. The provincial government said that the change is part of an effort to invest more money in French universities and decrease the number of non-French-speaking students. Students wore red squares as a show of solidarity and a symbol of the previous student strikes in 2012. They marched around campus while carrying large banners, banging pots, and chanting different slogans such as, "The Students United Will Never Be Defeated." Organizers of the strike have argued that this decision is putting the entire community at risk as it will limit the accessibility and affordability of higher education and negatively impact the quality of education. Protesters said that they hope their efforts are adding more pressure on the government and encouraging students from other universities to make their voices heard as well. More demonstrations are planned for the future. Quebec's surgery backlog has hit a new record. Katie Brady has more.
Quebec's surgery waitlist has reached 170,000. That's higher than during the pandemic. And experts say with the state of healthcare right now, it's going to be a slow climb out of this. President of the Quebec Association of Surgery, Dr. Patrick Charlebois, told CJLO how we got here and what it will take to reduce the backlog.
We expected a rise in the number of patients that are waiting for surgery. I mean, these are tremendously high numbers that we've been dealing with for a long time now. We had worked hard trying to decrease our number of patients waiting, making deals with the government for a plan de rattrapage, investing $400 million to support manpower in this plan. And that hasn't taken off at all. And then we were affected by the days of strikes that were held at the end of the year. And that had an impact. We don't know the true impact, and we're starting to see it now, I guess. But at the time it was happening, we're expecting 400 to 500 patients a day were being of day of strike, were being surgery was being canceled and delayed. So now we're starting to see the impact of all that, and we're going to have to catch up.
How long do you think it will take to reduce this back down to a less startling number?
It is startling numbers, and these are real people, right? It's 170,000 of our friends and colleagues and family that are at home waiting for surgeries. They're not all life-threatening. The urgent surgeries, the cancer surgeries are being done, but all these other people are still have ailments that require surgery to fix. They're suffering in many cases. So these cases need to get done. We need to get these lists down for our system to be able to take care of the whole chain of production, if you want the image, to get a patient through surgery. We need clinics that are running effectively. We need to see these patients. We need the preoperative clinic that's our staffed, and so the patients can be seen in a timely fashion and prepared adequately for their surgery too, so that things run smoothly in the scheduling afterwards. Nursing in the operating room, nursing in our recovery room, in our inpatients units to be able to take care of these patients.
For the full interview with Dr. Charlebois, tune in to CJLO Thursday at 9 a.m. for our weekly news roundup. In Montreal, for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases because it's Tuesday. Not much to report. It's the second week of February. It's been sunny the past 2 days. It's great. Love that. It's not so cold when it's sunny, so I'm all here for it. What else do I have to talk about? I had a great dinner. It was great. Spring break is rapidly approaching. It is literally like 2 weeks away, and we just got back to school on like Monday the 15th of January, which to me is a little absurd in my opinion. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be until March, because we've not, like, we're gonna be in school for like literally a month, and like, oh my god, 1 week off, and it's like, oh my god, 2 months. Anyways, I just don't think it's properly positioned, but it's fine. As you heard, the strike last week was pretty successful from what I've heard. But I'm sure there will be more talks among student unions and student federations about upcoming action to combat this, which historically has happened. There have been numerous attempts by Quebec government to do the same thing, and students have protested going all the way back to like the 50s and 60s, and ultimately the students won out. So I got a lot of hope for us, and it shouldn't be that expensive. Education should be accessible, especially considering most entry-level jobs would like, you know, a completed bachelor's degree and 1 to 2 years of experience. But you're an entry-level job, so like, where am I supposed to get this experience from? Like, you're not making life very easy to me. So education should be a lot more accessible if you're going to make getting a job so hard. So unnecessarily hard. But anyways, today we have an hour of 70s music from a few different genres, a few different sides of the, not a few, two different sides of one of the oceans. I'm not going to tell you which one because I don't know my ocean. Actually, I think it's the Atlantic Ocean. The one that like goes from Nova Scotia to Europe. Is that the Atlantic? North Atlantic? I went swimming in it in the summer, so I really should know. But my water geography is like not the best. It's fine. Nobody's really going to quiz me on that. But anyways, let's get into what we're listening to today. The first three songs that we have are Copacabana at the Copa by Barry Manilow, You're So Vain by Carly Simon, and Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates. And I have just gotten confirmation that it is the North Atlantic that is the one that goes to Europe. But anyways, let's get into the music, starting with Copacabana at the Copa by Barry Manilow.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa? His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Copacabana.
the disco, but not Polola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost the Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Cobra, Cobra Cabana. The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Cobra, Cobra Cabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Cobra. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Cobra Cabana. a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Cinema Politica Concordia is celebrating 20 years of screening truth to power. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. at the Concordia Hall Building, room H110, to bridge the gap between independent filmmaking, activism, and education. Engage with filmmakers and local organizers in post-screening discussions. All screenings are by donation and open to the public. Visit our website, cinemapolitica.org, to check out our fall 2023 screening schedule.
Hey Montreal, I'm Romana Mercadante, host of the ABCs. Join me Tuesdays at 3 o'clock to hear me interview local bands around Montreal, give you the latest scoop on upcoming performances on the island, hear in-depth topic pieces on forces affecting the music industry, and of course, hear some great alternative rock music. If you ever want to listen, learn, or laugh, make sure to tune in to the ABCs. Only on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal, and this is Hitting All the Bases. Let's run through the first three songs that we listened to. We started off with Copacabana at the Copa by Barry Manilow. This was released in 1978 off of Manilow's album Even Now. Barry Manilow is an American singer and songwriter with a career that spans seven decades. Then we had You're So Vain by Carly Simon. This was released in 1972 from Simon's album called No Secrets. Carly Simon is an American musician, singer, songwriter, memoirist, and children's author. Then we had Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates. This was released in 1976 from their album Bigger Than Both of Us. Daryl Hall and John Oates were an American pop rock duo from Philadelphia. Up next, we have Jammin' by Bob Marley and the Wailers, Roxanne by The Police, and Armageddon by Prism. So let's get you guys going with Jammin' from Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Ooh, yeah. we're jamming,
jamming. Seated in Mount Zion, it rules all creation. Here we're jamming, Wap Chihuahua War. We're jamming, Wap Chihuahua. I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming,
jamming, jamming, jamming.
Jam the note, you're jamming too. Channels are much to try, the truth again is high. Satisfied, true love I now exist is the love I can't resist. So jam by my side,
we're jamming, jamming, jamming,
jamming. I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too.
We're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming,
we're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming.
Give
Jah
all the praises.
Give
Jah
all the praises.
Give
runs. Get your pints and razors.
Get your all the things
and pints and razors.
Get your all the things
and pints and razors. Oh, oh, give John the thanks, the thanks, the thanks, the thanks, the thanks, the thanks, 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 thanks.
All right, let's run through what we just listened to because I snuck something in there very last minute. But we started off with As Planned, Jammin' by Bob Marley and the Wailers. This was released in 1977 from the album Exodus. Bob Marley and the Wailers were a Jamaican ska, rocksteady, and reggae band. Then our surprise feature for the night was Praise Shaw in the Moonlight by YG Marley. This was released by YG Marley at the end of December 2023 as a single. It's his first ever songs, and it's currently number 74 on the Billboard charts, which is pretty good. I mean, it is really good, actually. YG Marley is Bob Marley's grandson. His father is Rohan Marley, and his mom is Lauryn Hill. YG Marley co-wrote this song with Lauryn Hill, and it samples some of Bob Marley's song, Bob Marley and the Wailers song Crisis, which was released in 1978, and the release of this song ties in perfectly with the upcoming Bob Marley biopic that will be released on February 14th. In the meantime, I was Googling the whole Marley family. There's a lot of them. Bob Marley had like 11 kids, and YG Marley has like 8 siblings or something like that. It's crazy. Anyways, then we had Roxanne by The Police. This was off of The Police's album Outlandos, D'Amour, released in 1978, but the one we listened to was remastered in 2003. The Police were an English rock band that formed in London, England, not to be confused with London, Ontario. Definitely not London, Ontario. Nothing of such talent really comes out of there. I'm kidding, but it's London, Ontario. Like, there's not really much out there. Anyways, the next three songs that we've got are We're Here for a Good Time, Not a Long Time by Trooper, Hit the Road, Jack by Stampeders, and what else? Oh, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. So, let's get you guys going with, what did I say? Oh, We're Here for a Good Time, Not a Long Time by Trooper.
Hello!
Wolf!
Yeah.
Is that you?
Who's this?
Oh, Cornelius!
Cornelius!
Yeah!
Oh, Cornelius!
Listen!
Bye-bye.
Listen!
Yeah, man, what's up?
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
My girl just told me to...
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more.
Pansy, Annie, bonjour, hello. This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Isfachiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on cfrc.ca.
In mid-October 2023, Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. But because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations, department closures, and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with the deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base, because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the Red Square, popularized during the impactful 2012 student strikes. Red Squares are available outside the CSU office in the Hall Building for you and your friends. Follow the Instagram at Students Quebec to learn more about future direct actions and student strikes. Together, we can stop the hikes and demand free education for all.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. This is Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your host, Sam. And in case you wanted to pick up a red star and you or red square, sorry, and you happen to be in Loyola, and the CJLO office is open from, like, I think it's 9 to 5, something like that, there are red squares here. If you would like one, you can get one. Yeah, I saw them in the basket outside the office, so just come on into the radio station. Everyone is super nice. We don't bite, I promise. And you can get one and maybe become a volunteer or a DJ. Who knows? Anyways, let's run through. Oh, did I say that this is Hitting All the Bases and I'm the host, Sam, after I said the radio station? I don't know, but hey, everybody, it's Tuesday, so this is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we're live from Montreal, as per usual. All right, so what do we listen to, everybody? Well, we started off with We're Here for a Good Time, open bracket, not a long time, close bracket, by Trooper. Now, this was released by Trooper in 1977 off of the album Knock 'em Dead Kid. Trooper is a Canadian rock band formed in 1975. Then we had Hit the Road, Jack, by Stampeders. Stampeders released this song in 1975 from their album Steamin'. Steamin' with no G. It is grammatically correct in this sense, everybody. The Stampeders are a Canadian rock trio. And then we had Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. This was released by Joni Mitchell in 1970 from her album Ladies of the Canyon. Almost all of Mitchell's discography, that's probably not how you say it, but I'm going to read it the way that it's spelled, which is discography, has been removed from Spotify, aside from recent remastered songs and some re-release live recordings, because there is someone that Spotify employs and pays millions of dollars to have this podcast who in 2022 was spreading misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccinations, which prompted artists such as Neil Young and Joni Mitchell to drop their support for Spotify and pull their catalogs. Slowly things are coming back, so maybe the vibes are going better. I'm not sure, but that's that. That's why you can't find a lot of her stuff on Spotify, so it's very sad, but I'm a Spotify girly, not an Apple Music girly. So if she's on Apple Music, that's a win for you, Apple Music, but that's the only win you're ever going to get. Anyways, Joni Mitchell is a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and painter, which I didn't know. So I'm going to go home and Google her paintings after this. She actually performed at the Grammys 2 days ago, where she won a Grammy for her album. She won the Grammy for Best Folk Album for her album that's called At Newport. And Joni Mitchell has also received the Order of Canada, which is a pretty big slay, Joni Mitchell. Also big slay for performing at the Grammys when you're 80 years old. And I'm pretty sure this was her first ever Grammy performance, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's why everybody's like freaking out. She had a sick chair and her cane was like tapping, and the chair was like spinning in a circle. It was great. Anyways, the last two songs that we have for tonight are Woodstock, the live version by Joni Mitchell, and Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. So let's get you guys going with Woodstock, the live version by Joni Mitchell.
I saw the bombers. could see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That is it for me. Let's run through those two songs. We started off with Woodstock, the live version by Joni Mitchell. This was originally performed in 1970, but re-released in 2023 as part of an album called Joni Mitchell Live at BBC, 9th of October, 1970. Then we had Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot released Sundown in 1974 off of the album entitled also Sundown. Gordon Lightfoot was a Canadian singer-songwriter and guitarist who has also received the Order of Canada. That is it for me. Thank you so much for listening to Hitting All the Bases. I'm here pretty much every Tuesday, but can confirm I will not be here Tuesday, February 20th, because I have a 3-hour-long job interview. So, slay. Love that for me. Everybody send me your good vibes. Yeah. This is CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal, pretty much literally 24/7. And this is Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your host, Sam, and thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
sheet.